This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What could you say to that?
It tickles my face.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch this on YouTube review for free. Aye. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, Leroy. Sorry, that was
your Christmas.
It was excellent. It was an excellent Christmas. How was yours, sir?
It was good. It was good. I got no complaints.
How's the week been with your lovely, lovely mother in town?
I mean, like the weekend with everybody's mother in town.
Yes, fair. Fair assessment. Mm-hmm. Fair assessment.
We did get some, look at this one.
Oh, some matching pajama photos. Those are good.
Well, we have this thing on. Well, I don't. Yeah. My wife does.
Yeah, yeah.
Where her sister's family, the neighbors, some others, they all come in matching pajamas.
Wow.
So it's like 30 people.
In the same pajamas. Wow.
No, not in the same pajamas.
Oh,
in
their family's pajamas. Okay. I got you.
So my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Their family was in red.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And festivities were held at your house?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we had some food. We do it on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Nice.
Christmas. And it sucks because you probably, of all the holidays you can eat and celebrate with family.
Yep.
It's Christmas. There's no football.
Yeah, that's fair.
And can I just tell you?
Yeah.
NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about ready for y'all to leave holiday football alone.
I'm not going to lie to you. It was a piss poor performance from the NFL games. And what's crazy is it was good basketball games.
Great. Like basketball was awesome.
Yeah, basketball showed why.
Last night, did you watch the game?
Did I? Tyler Hero, baby. We needed that.
I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about the football game. Oh, my God. You talking about the 6-3 Seattle?
Yeah.
I
literally, because at one point I may have sent the text.
Yeah.
Bleeping Orlando.
Correct. Right? No, correct. Rightfully so.
I'm like, what are we doing?
How do they? Yeah, I was wondering, how do they have our number? Because.
And then it, now, everything came out about Jimmy.
Yep.
And he didn't play.
Again.
Right. So.
Crazy bubble guts he's been having.
Yeah.
It's really been bad.
I mean, now, question.
Yeah.
Do you think if they had been more honest with the injury that we wouldn't be in this spot? Because that's awful long time for bubble guts.
Yeah, or sickness of some sort. And then, remember, this did come like moments after tweaking his ankle.
Right.
But so, then they're like, no, it's not the ankle. It's bubble guts.
Right. So I think some of it and some of what everybody's reporting, because usually what happens is a guy get traded, he don't play.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here listening to the reasons behind why he's not playing and going,
Yeah, it looked a little sketchy for sure.
Right. Dan Day was on with Dono.
Yeah.
And he said a word, and I was in my car, and I went, mm-mm.
Now we're correcting at every opportunity we get.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, I do it all the time. I do it all the time. Don't nobody understand what the hell I'm doing. But my mother-in-law said something, and I went, mm-mm.
She's like, what? Did you say something over there?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I said, no, but neither did you.
We both said a lot of nothing just now.
So I don't know what the Jimmy think. Yeah. Now, is it me? Or when somebody comes out and says there's no way he's getting traded, you don't believe it one bit?
Yeah, I did see that seems to be the reaction from Heat Nation. Pat Riley comes out with a statement, which usually they don't. Usually they ignore these things.
Which means even, like, so, yeah.
And everyone's first response is,
at this point, is that the only thing you can say, though?
Yeah. No, I mean.
Because you definitely can't say we're weighing options. Here's why Pat Riley plays chess and everybody else plays checkers.
Yeah.
Any other team, the news would already be out there. Right?
Yeah.
And then teams will start, you know, like the Dan Strong, the Heat, because he had that out there. And then, you know, Portland said, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So
of course,
if he is or isn't, I think what I wouldn't say it was, it leaves all options open. Even though word is Jimmy would like, or this is what Sham said, he would prefer to go to four places.
Yeah. I just kind of feel like, you know, why would they be so, I understand that athletes and teams, they lie. I get that. They totally lie. And whatever's going on,
when you get that adamant, that makes it worse.
And they've been it just seems like the more they deny, the more everyone's like, I don't know. I don't trust them.
Yeah, because usually the Heat don't even comment on stuff like that.
Yeah, apparently he's getting so much.
I don't know.
Pat decided to release a statement.
The thing that I want people to understand, and I say this a lot, different doesn't mean better. When the Heat play without Jimmy, they are different. It doesn't necessarily mean they are better. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people chew on, because when you see Tyler take the reins, when you see Kalel getting some run, when you see Jaime and Pelle Larson, and you see all these young guys coming in, right? That look like, okay, they're ready for their moment. Well, you don't know. And you don't want to go into the playoffs with a whole bunch of unseasoned guys. And that's kind of what you have to determine. That being said, if Jimmy's not healthy, then what good is it?
Yeah, availability, best ability. You've heard it before multiple times. Luckily, or hopefully, I should say, whatever Jimmy's going through, something he'll be able to bounce back. But you're right. You know, we play differently without Jimmy, but ultimately, we are a better team when Jimmy Butler is healthy and in the starting line and locked in, I should say, and like mentally locked in.
Think of all the, but and if I'm Pat Riley and if I'm me, think of all the variables you just threw in there.
Yeah, at least three.
Right.
Healthy, and right. locked in, you know, right. cares and about the game.
Right.
Not so a back-to-back.
If you have to say all those things, is that saying something in itself?
That just means that he must be so damn good. Because, you know, you'll have, she's beautiful. She's just a little crazy. You know, she's a little crazy sometimes. Just a little crazy. Man, is she beautiful. That's essentially how the Heat's relationship with Jimmy Butler is. You know, it's you take what you can get because when you get it, it's so damn good. It's actually some of the best stuff in the league.
Right, but what if you don't get it when you need it?
That's actually the crossroads that we're at. I think this is a season where we determine if maybe we've had enough. Maybe it's time for me to find maybe not a 10.
But you're playing here. You're playing a dangerous game.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy says he's not going to opt in.
Yeah.
But if he kicks the tires on stuff and realize ain't nobody really offering him a whole bunch of money or they're not giving him what he wants.
Yeah.
And he says, okay, well, I'll just opt in for 52.
Yeah, now we're on the books for 52.
So, like, it's a weird thing, the circumstances without Jimmy playing.
Yeah.
You know, because they decided they weren't going to extend him.
Yeah.
And so.
And they explain why.
Right. And the best time to trade someone is on that last year.
Absolutely. Before you're hooked for that 52.
Right. So does it become more of a financial thing over a talent thing?
If it becomes a financial thing, would that mean you're comfortable with just unloading him for a couple role players to save some money?
No, because the keep in mind, the contract's got to match.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're talking about 20, 30 million for a couple of role players.
Yeah, a lot of role players.
Right, exactly. So and then who's to say he don't pull a Kawhi?
Yeah.
Remember, sure. Kawhi went to Toronto and then left.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they got their chip.
Even trade, if you ask me.
1 year rental?
Yeah. I mean, they lost. They sacrificed DeMar DeRozan for it.
Think of it this way. You may let him walk for nothing, but then all that money off your books, and you got a championship.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were a pretty competitive team for the next couple of years. It's just obviously, you know, Kawhi Leonard, you know, that makes a big difference.
Right. So, like, there's a lot of things that you know, the Heat have to decide.
Yeah.
All of which the comments don't make it any, don't ease the bane of any. Well, that's when you know that something's crazy. When the powers that be come out and make a statement, and it makes people feel more insecure.
You know what I am wondering, though? I am, as I look at who's at the center of this, and I'm not only talking Jimmy Butler, and I'm not only talking the Miami Heat, because if as in regards to organizations are always going to lie, but in regards to organizations, the Miami Heat have been pretty direct this entire time. Jimmy Butler has even come out in multiple times and said, you know, nah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to stay here. I know you guys are talking about the hair, this and that, but nah, I'm comfortable here. The only person who has really been throwing, you know, a lot of fuel to this fire has been freaking Shams, dude.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Where's he getting that information from?
That's because Jimmy's agent is denying it. Jimmy's denying it. The Heat is denying it. What the hell are you doing? Where are you getting this from, Shams?
Oh,
I think I know who it is, actually.
Who?
Drew Smith. He must be leaking information to the media, dude. I know it's him. I'm actually positive it's him at this point.
I think my whole frustration with the whole thing is I kind of just want Jimmy playing.
Yes, we all do.
And when he's not playing, these things come up in my mind. It's like when that girl that is a little bit crazy but smoking hot,
yeah,
go on a girl's trip.
Mm.
You know, there's dudes that, you know, she going out to Cabo or something like that, mm-hmm, with her friends. Mm-hmm. You know what's up. And you just hoping.
She hasn't posted a story in a while, Leroy. I haven't seen her post any stories.
Right. Right. So, I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, there could be some flirting on the other side of
oh, our, you know, there is. But you got to hope your relationship's strong enough to withstand.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes in. That's absolutely where the uncertainty.
Absolutely. Got to make sure you're on your game and, you know, you're active to play in these moments so that when that flirting comes.
You can't be in your game, on your game, when she under bikini on the beach in Cabo. Your game is here in Florida.
Jimmy, come back. You can blame it all on me.
Yeah. You just hope she don't come back with a side piece. And then.
It's one of those shows J-Fig and Tobin watch where they test their relationship.
Hey,
and they
come don't back. Worry. Look at J-Fig. Hey, I tell you what.
Yeah.
I'll be doing some work. I'll be doing some J-Fig work. Oh, cropping her ass out.
Cropping it out.
Yep.
The cropper.
The cropper.
When we come back, we take a quick break. We are going to break down yesterday's victory. Even with all the drama surrounding Jimmy Butler, the Miami Heat had an opportunity to redeem themselves in a very up-and-down game with the Orlando Magic yesterday. Tyler Hero was a hero in the end. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Ah, Leroy.
The ones that hate me the most look just like me.
The ones that hate me the most that look just like me. You tell me what that means. Tyler Hero yesterday. Amazing, amazing ending for the Miami Heat.
That was a early 1990s type of game.
Wow, did I see the 84-82 score and think, what the hell just happened here? What exactly is, are we not scoring? What's going on here? But, you know, I'm not surprised with the Miami Heat. Am I ever surprised by a low-scoring, gritty basketball game for the Miami Heat?
That's the basketball version of 2-1 filthy.
Yeah, I was indeed a 2-1 filthy. It was filthy to watch for a bit as the Heat dropped a quick deficit within the first half. I think they were down maybe about 15 points at least. And it seemed like the Magic were going to pull away with it the same way they did before. We got a Leroy patented text. He was very upset with the Magic.
But remember, I said it early in the week.
Tobin says, "What a game! Throwback." It was a throwback. It definitely was a throwback for sure.
You mean throw up?
It was disgusting for quite some time. It was disgusting. It did feel like, for some reason, no matter what the scenario is, Orlando has our number. But then the Heat kept crawling back, baby. Kept fighting back.
But they got pretty. They got rid of that deficit and got it reasonable quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it wasn't a matter of you going into the third and early in the fourth quarter with that giant lead. By then, it was a pretty close game. So
yeah, the story of last game was Orlando Magic outscoring the Miami Heat in the fourth quarter, like 33-8. This game was flipped on the other side as the Miami Heat were able to outscore the Magic 28-17. And some late game heroics from our boy Tyler Hero put things away. We were able to hear from him after the game. Tyler Hero spoke about the play drawn up by Spo that led to him hitting the game winner. This is Tyler Hero after the game yesterday.
I mean, just getting the ball to the top and letting me work. That was the play. Spo drew up a great play to free me up, get me in motion a little bit to where I was on the run, and then kind of just went and made my own play.
I mean, ever since this guy has shaved his head, he's been on another level. He has been on another level.
You know, it's weird because NBA players usually start getting into their prime around this age.
Yeah. He's so young, been in the league so long, you forget.
But we always forget about that. Like, even the great ones, right? Like, it's 26, 27 years old. That I don't care when you come into the league, it always seems like when you get there, the problem is that when you've been watching a guy for 5 years,
yeah,
you tend to lose that, you know, fact. Yeah. But it's been proven. You look at, you know, all the, when did LeBron start winning? Right? He was getting there, but when did he start winning? 26, yeah. 27. You know, there's some anomalies in that, right? When did Jordan start winning his championships? Everybody think Jordan came right into the league, was winning, you know, championships right away. Nope, 26, 27.
Can I tell you a 27-year-old that's kind of regressed this year? What the hell is going on with Bam Adebayo?
I don't know, man.
4 points in 35 minutes yesterday.
Huh?
Yeah. It seemed like the guy, I think it was Goga Badase. I can't even say his name correctly. But it seems like every time Miami Heat come against a big man, he kind of just, like, shrivels, you know? And I get that he has so many responsibilities. I understand he's more important to the team than just scoring.
Let's also...
4 points, though, Bam.
Let's also keep in mind...
He's never covering the over.
Bam's 3-4 inches shorter than all these guys that you're asking them to guard every night.
Yes, but we're 28 games into the season. Wait,
think about this.
Yeah.
Every other guy that has had the responsibility of Bam has been their only responsibility. So Dennis Rodman wasn't a tall guy.
Correct. Ben Wallace
wasn't a tall guy. Right?
For sure.
That was their only responsibilities. Hell, if you look at who was Orlando that played for Orlando and then went to L.A.?
Talking about Dwight Howard?
Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard is shorter than LeBron.
Is he?
And all he's an athletic guy who all he did was dunks, alley-oops, and defend the rim. When you ask Bam to not only do those things, but then be on the perimeter. You know, so I get it. And the other thing is when you have all these other guys scoring, I mean, you look at Alex Burke, he like, yeah.
Oh, man, Alex Burke yesterday, Spo was commenting on how much he contributed. I'll tell you what, man. 1-0 since Drew Smith. I'm just saying. dude. You know, we wish you a speedy recovery. Totally. Yeah, come back. You know, want you back in the lineup, of course. But, man, that Alec Burks. Big-time impact yesterday. Spo had an opportunity to speak. He talked about the play that he drew up and the look that he got to end the game there. This is Spo talking about the game-winning shot.
We got the ball to Tyler, which is not a foregone conclusion, you know, against this team, or I should say the way this game was going. You know, this was a total throwback 90s game for both sides. You know, it felt like both teams had 25 plus turnovers, but you want to see two teams competing hard. You know, this was one of those games. Nobody was giving any inch of ground, you know, defensively. So we were able to get him the ball, get him a little bit of space, and then he was able to take it, you know, to a spot and elevate. And, you know, he made three big shots, you know, and going down the stretch after, you know, struggling a little bit. You know, that just shows you how mentally tough he is. You know, they really game planned, you know, to try to, you know, wear on him and, you know, get him out of his normal comfort stuff. You have to give them credit for that. But the shot making, those three big shots were important. And then, you know, we were able to get enough key stops. You know, even the stop with the tip in, it was a great stop. Thought we had the rebound, then it popped up. I thought it was going to come off on the other side, and then I was shocked when it went in. it was just one of those nights. I mean, it felt like we were playing the entire night, 15 down. I don't know if it was our best win this year, but it was definitely our toughest win this season. We showed, you know, the most grit, you know, collective grit, the most mental toughness, you know, tonight to be able to find a way to win.
Jesus Christ, Mike McDaniel. I was long. But you heard it there from Spo. Very gritty game. They were able to pull it out. Tyler Hero, like you mentioned, hit some big buckets late and was able to overcome, you know, a mediocre offensive performance from a majority of the team, to be honest.
Both teams.
Yeah, for sure. Both teams like, struggled.
Listen, and I'm big on this. You got to win the game that's played.
Yeah.
Right? And I think you can get frustrated that the Heat only scored 89.
Yeah.
Or you can be happy that the other team scored 88.
Correct.
You see what I mean? Like, do you have some of those nights? You know, hockey seems to embrace that better than any other sport. Baseball sometimes, right?
Yeah.
That if you have two aces pitching, the final score is 1-0, right? You easily come out and say, pitcher's duel. Right? These happen in all sports.
Yeah.
Football, because there's so much scoring, everybody wants to see scoring, everybody wants to see the bomb, everybody wants to see this, this, and this, and this. Right? 6-3. Yikes. Right?
That was a bad game.
But no matter how bad it was, it doesn't go on. There isn't point differential in football. You won the game.
Yeah, for sure.
Now you want to go take a bath and wash yourself, get rid of it, but you won it. And I think sometimes we get lost in not just appreciating teams win, but we want them to win a certain way.
Yeah, how we expect them to play against another team.
Right. And I don't care how good or bad the team is.
Hmm.
You know, we get caught up on the dog. Oh, we beat this team. They're terrible. We only scored 13 points. That, sometimes that's the way it is.
Hmm.
You know, appreciate it. So they were able to get out of that slugfest with a win, which shows, hey, we can win games, you know, a lot of different ways. Now, the shootout is where they sometimes struggle. Teams that normally shoot a ton of threes, because the Heat can get cold from three. And some of those games end up being blowouts because you're not making the three to match them.
Yeah, aka the Celtics.
That's what the Celtics do. That the Celtics do that to everybody, though.
No, but they make
the Celtics
them
make
so
you
much.
The Celt. They no, but here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they miss or make them.
Yeah,
I'm saying they force you into a 3-point shooting contest.
They do. They do.
And sometimes they lose.
Yeah, not as much as I'd like them to recently.
No.
You talked about the performance from Alec Burks. Look, I'm going to give it some time for this whole injury rehab of Drew Smith to progress before I dig too much deep into it. Plus, I want to bother Tobin about this, so I'll wait for him to come back next week before I get into this. But if I'm being honest, one of the people's minutes who significantly were affected by the presence of Drew Smith was Alec Burks. And sure, I don't expect a performance like yesterday to happen every time he's on the court necessarily. But these are some of the players. For example, he scored 17 points yesterday. You love Drew Smith. I love Drew Smith. Everyone loves Drew Smith. Great. Whoop-de-doo. Has not scored 17 points in his entire career. You're telling me one game Alec Burks came over here and was able to figure out exactly what he did? And it's not like he had much more minutes than Drew Smith was given. It's not like, you know, he had opportunities that Drew Smith didn't have. He just, like Spo says here in this clip, made a big time impact.
You know, when you're facing a defense like this, where they were so keyed in on Tyler, you know, we needed other options. So that's why Jaime's, you know, shot making was important. Terry, at certain points in that second half, was really important. And Alec is used to that role, you know, where you can run actions, you know, to him, and he knows what to do. you know, and he doesn't get sick at sea, you know, as we like to say. He's just a really smart, heady, veteran, poised player. And he knows how to put the ball in the basket, but he also does a lot of right things, you know, defensively. And it's really just paying attention. You know, that's a skill. Paying attention, you know, doing the job that's you're asked to do. You know, that a lot of people really struggle with that.
So here's the deal. Before you get all caught up in the... When you see two guys, you want to compare the thing that proves your point. But I would say what Drew Smith and Alec Burks were asked to do and are asked to do is totally different, which makes them different players.
Is it that different, what I mean? Though? Is it that different, though?
Yes. Yes.
Be a good defender.
They want Drew Smith to terrorize on defense. Yeah. That's it. And score when you know, if you get an open shot, take it. But other than that, your job is to be a menace on defense.
I mean, three steals yesterday from Alec Burks. Pretty good.
Yeah, he's a defensive guy too, but Drew Smith wouldn't get as many opportunities offensively as he would, as Alec did.
I mean, 4 for 5 yesterday, totally efficient. 6 for 7 from the free throw. He had a good game yesterday, and of course,
yes, I'm not.
I know it's not going to be this way, but I'm just saying, you know, 1-0 without him. 1-0 without him. But
well, you could also say 1-0 without Jimmy.
Oh no, because Jimmy's been out for like 4 games, dude.
I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing?
You gotta make the stats look good for what you want.
Yeah, stop picking and choosing.
Bam Adebayo, he's 0-for-1 in the last 30 minutes. On today's show, if you haven't already noticed, Show Pony out for the week, of course. Tobin will return next week.
Is he out for the week? Because dude be blowing us up and commenting.
He was already in the chat earlier, so I guess.
Yeah, you might as well do the damn show.
Come on, you know he's dying to do the show right now. But we do have a lot today, action-packed. We do have a good weekend. We've been talking about the Heat, but we do have an important Miami Dolphins game. Leroy, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you're going to be in the building.
I leave tomorrow.
So we'll talk to Leroy.
And I'll be on that early bird.
Well,
on Monday.
We'll get Leroy's itinerary. We'll find out what tickles his fancy. And, of course, you know, since I'm in the driver's seat, we got to play some games. It is that time, Leroy. You're a college football expert. You usually do good at this, so just want you to know that I'm developing this game with the idea that I know you're going to do good, so I'm going to try to catch you slipping. We're going to play Is That a Bowl Game today. We're going to find out whether or not Leroy knows.
Well, I saw some Whoppers yesterday.
I'm telling you. There have been some confusing bowl options, so I'm going to go ahead and see if Leroy has been paying attention. We got that. Of course, we got some New Year's trivia ahead and so many other silly sauce options on the Tobin Leroy Show. Stick around. When we come back, we'll find out what tickles Leroy's fancy. Say, you already know I'm in the fast lane from LA to Tokyo. Time now to tickle Leroy's fancy.
After last night's football,
yeah,
I need to be tickled.
That is completely understandable, my friend. We will get to the NFL slate, but before we do, Saturday, December 28th, your Miami Hurricanes will take part in the best trophied bowl of the unimportant bowls. That's all I have, and that's what I'm holding on to, baby. Iowa State versus Miami in Orlando, Florida at the Pop-Tarts Bowl, 3:30 p.m. Leroy, does that tickle your fancy, Miami Sheriff?
You want the good news or the bad news? The good news is, yes, I would like to see it because I'm very impressed with Cam Ward and the fact that he's playing.
My fancy is tickled.
And it annoys me that people are making a big deal about whether a guy should play or not. Like, stop making football, right, a health issue. It's always been a health issue. All right? Why don't you say it about the third game of the season or the fifth game of the season, right? You're going to do it about probably the biggest game you're going to play all year. Like, it bothers me when kids do that. I understand about draft status, and I don't get on them for making that decision. But you start off by playing football, and nobody can tell you when or when you're going to get an injury. And it happens. It's unfortunate. But to say, I'm not going to play because I'm going to protect. I mean, how does that look? Would you hire somebody like that?
No. No, I would not.
Right. He's like, oh, if it gets too tough, or if you get, he going to always protect his money.
Self-centered. Right.
So I appreciate what Cam Ward is doing, as I do a lot of the guys that are playing in a bowl game. That's the good news.
All right. Now, what's the
bad news? Is I'll be on a plane.
Whoa! You buried the lead there, Leroy.
My flight leaves at exactly 3:34.
Fancy, not tickled.
Well, yeah, you won't even have an opportunity. Sometimes, you know, you can catch a couple glimpses at the bar. You won't even have a chance for that.
Nope. And it lands at 6:30. The game will be over.
Wow. So you're going to miss the – I don't want to give too much of your information out there, but what airline would you happen to be? You feel comfortable sharing that information?
American. Only direct flight.
So they might
have TVs on there.
I would say they
might allow me to see it.
Hopefully it's a bowl that's covered, because tomorrow we got an action-packed day, Leroy. I'm not sure if you're aware of what's going on, but
this Saturday is going to be all day football.
Yes, indeed.
And there's NFL games.
Yes, but before we get to the football slate, because there's a plethora of football games we could get to, the only game this weekend that you'll be able to enjoy if you're a hockey fan will be tomorrow at 1 p.m. The Montreal Canadiens head over to take on your Florida Panthers, and the Panthers will be at home tomorrow at 1 p.m. Leroy, does that tickle your fancy?
No.
Fancy, not because,
I feel that.
Not because I don't enjoy watching the Panthers.
Well, I love the Panthers.
But this is like the peak of football season.
Absolutely.
Right? Those 3 weeks, Christmas, New Year's, the peak football. So I'm gonna put them on the back burner because I won't be able to give them the fullest of my attention.
Fair. We do have a lot of division matchups tomorrow, but let's start with the slate at 1 p.m. NFL games. This is tomorrow at 1 p.m. for those who are listening and confused. I do mean Saturday. That's right. NFL has already encroached into Saturday. It is Chargers-Patriots at 1 p.m. Leroy, does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I'll give a little look before I leave simply because...
That's a gross game, I'm not going to lie to you.
It impacts the Dolphins, doesn't
correct,
it?
Correct. The Chargers are who we are watching. One of the teams that we need. I think we need everybody to lose. If everyone who we hate can lose, that'd be good. And the Patriots, I can't tell you how many games I've seen of theirs where they've kind of battled to the end, just like they did with Buffalo last week and not
be. Yeah, they're feisty.
They're feisty.
They just don't quite have the talent.
Correct, which is good. You know, sometimes you see certain teams at this point in the season kind of give up on their coach, you know, give up on the whole thing. They have not. Right. They have not. Gerard Mayo is doing a pretty decent job over there in New England, and they're still scrapping out there. So I never thought I'd say this, but let's go Patriots. Another game with implications on our future. I believe any one of these teams losing is good, but I think we want the Broncos to lose. That'll be tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Broncos versus Bengals. How do you feel about that one, Leroy? Does it tickle your fancy?
Yeah, nice. Joe Burrow is sneakily having an incredible year on a horrible team. And if it were any other person, we'd say looter in the riot.
Yes.
But the reason why we don't is because he went to the Super Bowl.
According to the Palm Beach Post here.
But it is a looter.
According to the Palm Beach Post, an article here by Dan Rorabal. I don't know if I say his name right, but he gets it. Chargers versus Patriots. Of course, we root for New England. In Broncos versus Bengals, it is suggested that we root for Cincinnati. That would help the Dolphins' best chances of getting into the playoffs. Yeah. Let's keep it moving. The late game tomorrow, 8:10. Another scrappy team we've been dealing with, and a team that seems to potentially have turned it around. The Arizona Cardinals take on the Los Angeles Rams tomorrow at 8:10 p.m. Leroy, does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah. I'm gonna try to watch as much football as possible.
My fancy is tickled.
That's right.
Makes it a little difficult when
traveling and stuff.
Right, exactly.
But it's okay. So you said you're landing at around 6 something. You know, you get your luggage.
6:30. Yeah.
Make an Uber. You'll probably get to your hotel around sometime close to halftime.
Yeah.
You're not going to the club tomorrow, are you?
Club.
I know how you do.
No, I'm probably gonna go get something to eat
in the club. We all fam.
I ain't clubbing.
Fair enough.
Listen, I'm packing light.
Yep.
I got to pack a bunch of jackets.
Yep.
A rain jacket.
I didn't even check the weather. What's the weather looking like over there?
Supposed to be like 40s, 50s raining.
Oh yeah, 40. Yeah, you're right. There you go. Called it 40. See, you're a weatherman. Why didn't I even look?
I got to bring a rain jacket.
That's strange. 40s, 50s rain. I would expect like snow at this time in Cleveland. But.
Normally it is. I'm not even renting a car.
What? What, you Ubering?
No, I'm going to just stay downtown.
How close is that to the airport?
Not that close. So it's going to be a struggle. But the problem is it was very convenient when I leave at 5 a.m. Yeah. And I'm 5-10 minutes away from the airport to return my car, get a ride, whatever.
Yeah.
The problem is on game day, trying to park the car driving downtown.
Yeah, I've heard that's not good. Might as well walk.
And more importantly,
yep,
finding the car after the game.
Ooh.
Because, right. I don't care. Like, I don't know about most people. But, there's lots all over the place. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to say this, that you can take a picture and you can remember where you parked. But then what happens is you come out of the stadium in a different spot. You get all twisted and turned around. And I just like, last time it took me like an hour in the freezing cold to find my car. I was like, you know what?
Imagine in the rain, like if
right, exactly. degrees
after exactly. the Browns lose to the Dolphins. It's not going to be good. It's not a good time. It's not gonna be a good time.
I gotta do that.
All right, let's get a couple of the good games from Sunday just to, get a couple of these wrapped up. Before we head to break here, we got Cowboys and Eagles, the NFC East matchup, Sunday at 1 p.m. Leroy, does that tickle your fancy?
That'll be pretty interesting because the Cowboys haven't been playing bad lately.
No.
The Eagles just lost a stunner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, against Washington.
So it'll be interesting. I think
fancy is tickled.
If I'm not mistaken, the Eagles already have the division locked up, or can Washington still win it?
That's a good question, my friend. If I'm not mistaken, I believe the Eagles have it locked up, but because I don't do the research, I wouldn't take my word for it. I'm looking now, 12-3, Commanders 10-5. Yeah, I think.
If they lose the last two and Washington wins the last two, they might have a tiebreaker. So they really need to win this one.
For sure. They definitely need to.
And on a side note.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley need about 300 yards, 280 in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I did hear a theory that potentially the Eagles could do something where they play the Giants for the final game of the season and may prevent
Hold on.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah.
You know what Saquon want to do against the Giants.
Oh, he wants to kill him. Absolutely.
Right. Didn't he run for like two bills the last time he played him?
Yes, which is interesting. Like, everyone thinks, yeah, of course Saquon would want to run for another 200 against them. But another theory that came out recently was maybe they want to kind of sit Saquon and let the Giants win if they have the division secured so that the Giants lose draft stock instead, potentially lose out on the first pick.
That oh, yeah, Saquon because really I mean, that would be, yeah, but here's the kicker.
I don't think Saquon's that petty, though. He has every right to be.
I don't care who you play.
Yeah. You want to, yeah.
You ain't losing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're right. Like, even if you put the backups in, they ain't losing to the Giants.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because the Giants are going to be one of the teams facing off against the Colts this week. That is another thing that we need to be watching in order for the playoff picture.
Why? Why, when you need something to happen,
right?
Your teams ain't never playing the good teams. Right?
And then the teams right? who you're looking at, they have the Jaguars and they have the Giants. The two teams that they're going to be facing over the next two weeks, the Colts, have a combined record of 5-25.
Right.
But
I still, like, no matter how much I believe in their run game,
yeah,
their quarterback, mm-mm.
Yeah, that's fair.
So they won. They won a game. He threw 11 passes.
Not good. Not good.
Right.
We are going to wrap up tickling Leroy's fancy with a game that I think I know the answer to, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it anyway. In person, eating blue crab or other fancy things. I'm assuming from the suite. Leroy, the Miami Dolphins, flexed out of Sunday night to Sunday afternoon.
Thank you, flexing people.
Ruined Leroy's.
Could you imagine an 8 o'clock game?
And a 5 a.m. flight.
And a flight that leaves at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, they did you a favor.
I could have just flew in. I basically could have just flew in on Sunday.
Yeah, you basically could have at that point.
Right.
Well, Leroy, 4:05 p.m., Cleveland Browns Stadium, Dolphins Browns. Tickle your fancy?
Yes, of course. Of course. I'll be there. I'll be interested to see how this offensive line does against their defensive line. And the question, if you're a Dolphins fan, that you would have. Now, keep in mind, I don't care how much it rains, you always have a dry football. They always keep the footballs dry. So, that is not as much of an issue as people make of it. However, that defensive line is still pretty good, even with Za'Darius no longer there.
Yeah,
they still can get after the passer, and Myles Garrett is. I mean, like I told you, I was standing next to him, and a piece. Like, yes. He's a big boy and athletic and all that. So they're gonna have their hands full with that. The secondary is not bad, right?
Yeah.
They have a couple of guys who are really good in the secondary. So it'll be interesting to see if the Dolphins can run the football because the weather is gonna get inclement. It's gonna be rainy. It's gonna be right. And you know, I think there are times in the game where you want to speed up the game. And that's hard to do when you got to switch the ball every play.
Yeah, very true. That was Tickle Leroy's Fancy. We got more Dolphins coverage in hour two. We're going to be talking to Alex Dono next hour as well as he breaks down all things Miami Hurricanes right here on the Tobin Leroy Show.